Assalamualaikum warahmatullah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
الله تعالى قرآن شريف میں فرماتا ہے
Azur says that Almighty Allah says in the Holy Quran that وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ which is that those people who are believers, they love Allah most of all. It is this love of Allah most of all that gradually those people who are the beloved of Allah it attracts it towards loving Allah more intensely. And these kind of people, they make efforts to attain the love of Allah. They make endeavors to try and acquire Allah's love. And they remain engrossed in this effort that how can we please that Lord of ours? This is similarly mentioned in the hadith, the traditions. That on that day, that when the shade of Almighty Allah, apart from His shade, no other shade will be present. It is on this day, those people who Allah will bring underneath His shade and underneath His mercy, amongst these people will also be those two particular kind of people. That is, those two particular people who, for the sake of Almighty Allah, love each other, that is, loving each other for the sake of Allah. This love for the sake of Almighty Allah is present in these people because they want to express this ardent love for Allah. So therefore, when an ordinary believer for the sake of Allah loves another, and because of this loving each other for the sake of Allah, Allah blesses them. So therefore, if this is the case, then those who are the chosen of Allah and those who are messengers of Allah, by loving them, how will Allah bless such people who love them? One cannot even envisage how Allah will bless such people. This love and great affection, these are strange sights, and the end of this is the being of Almighty Allah Himself. How fortunate are those people who display these scenes of their great affection and love, and in order to display this, are able to attain that age of the chosen and the messengers of Allah the Almighty. This opportunity to display this example, there are people amongst us whose grandfathers and great-grandfathers, our ancestors, had this opportunity to attain that age. These were those people who were able to attain that era of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him. And they were able to display their love, their affection, their respect and reverence. They were able to display this directly with the promised Messiah, peace be upon him. And then the promised Messiah, peace be upon him's love and also his kindness, they were able to partake of it as well. At this time, to this effect, I will present some incidents and some events of the life of some holy and saintly people. What blessed personages they were. They were able to directly touch the hand of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, and they were able to benefit from his direct presence. These various events or incidents that I have collated together, the first incident relates to Wali Khan Dad Sahib, may Allah be pleased with him. He was of the Rajput caste and he was Malik Khan Sahib and he was from Narowal. He writes that in December 1907, at the occasion of Jalsa Salana, I took the pledge of allegiance at the blessed hands of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him. And one day before the date of Jalsa at night, I reached Qadian. When in the morning the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, was due to leave his house and come out of his house, and I saw that near Masjid Mubarak there was a large crowd of people gathered together. People were falling upon one another. Because I was a newcomer, I stood on the entrance of the other alleyway and I was praying that, O Lord, if the promised Messiah comes from this alleyway, then I will be able to meet him first. What I saw immediately then was that the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, along with Hazrat Mirza Bashiruddin Mahmud Ahmed, he was coming from that very route. And he writes that I suddenly felt at that time as if the sun is emerging from the clouds and it illuminates everything around it. I rushed and I first of all met the promised Messiah, peace be upon him. The promised Messiah left by the route of the Arya market, and I remember that Nawab Ali Khan Sahib, the north part of his garden, he came back from that route. Perhaps Masjid Nur, that is Nur Mosque or the Madrasa, the promised Messiah perhaps sat there and the companions were around him. Mir Hamid Shah Sahib, he had written some poems and he recited these in this company. Then Hazrat Madad Khan Sahib, may Allah be pleased with him, he was the inspector Baitul Mal Qadian and he was the son of Raja Fateh Ali Khan Sahib. He was from Kashmir. In 1897, he took the Pledge of Allegiance, that is the Bet. And in 1904, he was able to actually meet the promised Messiah in person. He writes that on one occasion, in my town, in the month of Ramadan, this desire came into me, that this time I should fast in Qadian, and I should perform the Eid in Qadian and then return to my job. At that time, I had just entered into the army. Hazur says that post that he was at, that does not exist, but I believe it's a junior commissioner at that time. So this narration continues, that at that time, this desire kept on coming within me, that before I go into my job, I should go to Qadian, so that I could see the blessed countenance of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him. And then I could also take the opportunity to pledge allegiance to him once again. Because my first pledge of allegiance, my first bet, was in approximately 1897 or 98. And that pledge of allegiance occurred through writing a letter. He writes that that was my first opportunity to come into Qadian. It was an overwhelming desire within me that definitely on this occasion I should see the promised Messiah. Perhaps if I went back to my job now, then God forbid, when would I get another opportunity to meet the promised Messiah? So then I made this resolution that I should go to Qadian first, and I should go and see the promised Messiah, peace be upon him. And then I should return after that and go back to my job. He writes that I came to Qadian with this thought. And when I came to Qadian and I saw the promised Messiah, then this thought came into my mind that if I attained the entire Kashmir and all its leadership, then I could not leave Qadian and leave him. It was his attraction alone that did not permit me to go back. It compelled me to stay. Seeing the blessed countenance of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, made it very difficult for me to leave Qadian, to the extent that after seeing the promised Messiah, I forgot everything. The only thought in my heart was this, that if I even received a salary of 1,000 somewhere outside, then what does it matter? But by going outside, I would not be able to see this illuminating countenance of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him. Thinking this, I cancelled my returning to my town. And I did not return. And I thought that if today or tomorrow I was to pass away, then the promised Messiah would most surely perform my funeral prayers. And then Allah would most definitely be pleased as well. So therefore, I resolved to remain in Qadian. My everyday routine was that every day I would send a letter to the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, through somebody's hand with the request for prayers. But I always used to have this doubt in my mind that may the promised Messiah not become angry by this action, and may he not think that I keep on troubling him in this manner. But this thought of mine turned out to be wrong. And this is how I found out, because one day the promised Messiah replied to me by letter and said, "You have established a very good routine that you keep on reminding me. And because of this, I keep on praying to Allah for you. And God willing, I will continue to pray for you. May Allah the Almighty will give you faith and world in this world itself. And He will be pleased with you, and Allah will most surely get you married. Keep on reminding me. I am very pleased with you." This person writes that I took this letter to a person and I said that the promised Messiah wrote this to me today and said that, "What is this? I never mentioned on any occasion to the promised Messiah anything about marriage. I never even indicated it in any way." Sheikh Sahib, who he related this to, laughed and said, "Your marriage is about to occur very quickly, because the words of the promised Messiah are never empty. So remain prepared for this." He said that Allah is the witness that on this instruction of the promised Messiah, within 2 months of it, my marriage occurred. Before this, I was not married anywhere, but two of my marriages were prepared or arranged by the promised Messiah. Otherwise, who would ask or inquire about somebody like me? It was the great kindness of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, that he arranged these marriages of mine. How lucky I am that he did this. Hazrat Master Muhammad Barail, may Allah be pleased with him, from Saqib Dera Sindh. He writes that, "I bear witness there is none worthy of worship except Allah. Muhammad is his messenger." He writes that this humble one, by the grace of Allah, in July 1905, took the pledge of allegiance at the hands of the blessed champion of Allah, the promised Messiah, peace be upon him. In that era, the Masjid Mubarak, the Mosque of Mubarak, was very tiny. 4 or 5 people used to stand or sit in a line and the mosque would be filled up. At that time, it was July, it was extremely hot. The promised Messiah, peace be upon him, when he used to enter the mosque, then I used to turn the fan on. In fact, it was a hand fan that he used to wave. Mulana Muhammad Ali Sahib, his office was on the upper level of Masjid Mubarak. Once, Mulana Muhammad Ali Sahib wanted to say something before the promised Messiah, peace be upon him. He thought that he would sit down and make this request, but there was no space for him to sit down. So that person writes that the Promised Messiah's legs were touching his own legs, and he used to wave this fan upon the Promised Messiah. Maulana Muhammad Ali indicated towards a person that tell this person waving the flag to sit behind and to move away. I started moving away on this indication when the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, he grabbed my leg and said, "Do not be moved, sit down here." This humble one started waving the flag again, and Maulana Muhammad Ali Sahib stood up and made his request. The Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, provided him with an appropriate reply. Maulana Muhammad Ali Sahib put something in writing and departed. At that time, we did not appreciate this fact. He writes, but now, when we recall this, we are extremely delighted, because I, just a humble person, without any understanding, I could not even comprehend Urdu properly. And Maulana Muhammad Ali was an MA scholar, but in the eyes of the Messenger of Allah, a humble person and the other person were equal. This humble person had the good fortune of remaining there for 15 days, and every day the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, I was able to see his blessed countenance illuminating on these 15 days. This humble one also came aware of this fact, that he would come out of the bathroom after performing the ablution, and his hair which came up to his shoulder, it was as if sweet water drops were falling off it. In these 15 days, he was able to see the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, and he never had any sadness upon his face. Whenever he came into any gathering, he was always filled with happiness. Then Chaudhry Abdul Hakim Sahib, son of Chaudhry Sharfuddin Sahib, from Wazirabad, Gujranwala. He writes that in 1902, it was the summer, and during these days I was in Multan, and I was working in the railway as a signal worker. My concept was in line with the Ahle Hadith, and Maulana Abdul Jabbar and Ghaffar of the Ahle Hadith, these both of these were brothers, and they had a shop near the fort in Multan, and I used to go there and read the translation of the Holy Quran from them. By coincidence, I met Maulvi Badruddin Ahmadi, who was the headmaster of a primary school in the city. He gave me the newspaper Al-Hakam to read, and I remember that on the first page of the newspaper Al-Hakam, it was written the fresh revelation from Almighty Allah, and also the pure words of the Imam of the age. I used to read this, and my heart was so attracted and so filled with love that immediately I desired that I should go and serve the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him. He writes that Allah's grace descended upon me, and although the Ahli Hadith Maulvis incited me and prevented me, in just a short while I accepted Ahmadiyyat. Maulvi Badruddin Sahib advised me to immediately go to Qadian, and an Ahli Hadith Maulvi prepared to also accompany me. He was the student of a certain scholar of Ahli Hadith. We were in a state of poverty. I had a salary of only 15 rupees. I took leave from my job, and I did not have the entitlement to a railway pass. I took a ticket to Amritsar instead, because we did not have the fare to go to Qadian. When we reached Amritsar, our ticket had completed, and we sat in the car to Batala, or we wanted to sit, but we only had 8 anna in money. So therefore, we took a ticket to go to somewhere else for 2 anna, and we sat in the car. He writes that after we sat down, we realized we had to go to Patala, but the ticket does not allow us to go there, so we remained sitting, and the person to check the ticket came to check the ticket. But despite checking the ticket thoroughly, he returned it and said, "This is fine." Similarly, when they were leaving the station, the person checking the ticket checked the ticket, and he did not say anything to us. We kept on praying that we are going for a pious intention. May Allah save us from every kind of disgrace. He says, this ticket that enabled us to reach our destination, this was the first miracle that we witnessed. This is what we believe. Hazur says, their intention was pious. This was a compulsion. This is why they bought this ticket. They did not intend to deceive anyone. Anyhow, this person continues his narration that when we reached Qadian, we had to go from Batala on foot to Qadian. And when we entered Masjid Mubarak, At that time, the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, soon after entered. The friend who was with me, he was a scholar of Ahl-e Hadith. He, upon meeting the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, immediately asked him a question, that when the Quran and the Hadith are present to provide us with guidance, that what is the need to take the pledge of allegiance at your hands? The promised Messiah, peace be upon him, immediately stood up and started delivering a speech. The promised Messiah, peace be upon him, speech had not completed when this companion of his said, "I am reassured. I take the pledge of allegiance." The promised Messiah, peace be upon him, said, "Wait. Be fully satisfied and reassured. Do not think this is a deception." The promised Messiah, peace be upon him, performed the Zuhr prayers and returned home. Upon the completion of the speech of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, Maulvi Abdul Karim said, "Everything has been written in the newspapers." That is, that question that he asked, that what is the need to take the pledge of allegiance when the Quran and the Hadith are present? Karim Sahib said, "These questions have all been asked already." Maulvi Sahib said, "These people who come from outside, they ask questions to the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, and trouble him, and because they do not read these newspapers." The promised Messiah, peace be upon him, said, "Maulvi Sahib, I am delivering the speech, yet you are being troubled." The promised Messiah, peace be upon him, used to reply to anyone who asked any questions very cordially. Chaudhary Abdul Hakim Sahib, son of Chaudhary Sharfuddin Sahib from Wazirabad, Gujranwala, he writes, "The evening that I took the pledge of allegiance, the Bayt, the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, after he left, I went in the presence of Hazrat Khalifatul Masih Awwal, who was near the roof in a room of Masjid Mubarak. He was sitting on a kind of mat on the roof, and I sat up with him for a long time, and I asked him about many issues. But apart from one thing, I do not remember anything else. And it was this, that Hadrat Khalifatul Masih Awwal said that the opponents say that Nuruddin went to Qadian to attain materialistic and worldly gains. But I have only attained this mat which he was sitting on." He continues that, "I have only attained this mat, where half of my body comes out of this mat. I have only come here for the sake of Allah. And I have attained this through the pledge of allegiance of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him. This is why I have come. And after coming into the pledge of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, I have attained that God for whom I have came on." Azur says, "This is that honor, for the reason of which the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, says in a verse of his regarding Hadrat Khalifatul Masih Awwal. And he says in this verse of poetry, that how joyous it would be if in the heart of every person would be the same sentiments and passion as of Nuruddin. And this can only occur when every heart is filled with absolute certainty regarding the claim of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him. You should be absolutely certain about it. It is only then when you can attain that status that was acquired by Maulana Nuruddin." Hazrat Hamid Hussain Khan Sahib, may Allah be pleased with him, who is the son of Muhammad Hussain Khan Sahib, he writes that in 1902, I came from Aligarh to Meerut. After a short while of my job, Zulfiqar Ali Khan Sahib, he was an inspector and he came to Meerut in this capacity. Because this inspector was an Ahmadi and he had already taken the pledge of allegiance at the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, so he used to go to his house. And Sheikh Abdul Rashid Sahib, who was also from Meerut, he had his camp there and he used to go and meet Khan Sahib and go to and fro. Because I was studying at the college, Khan Sahib used to love me, he was also there. So this is why I kept going to Khan Sahib's house. I had a desire to read the books and he used to give small writings and books of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him. And perhaps Barakat-e-Dua was one of the first books I read. And similarly, there were other books that I read. Maulvi Ahsan Sahib came to Khan Sahib's house. And in Meerut, he came to have a debate. At that time, there was only one topic of debate, and that was the death of Jesus, peace be upon him. The wicked people, they were not successful in that debate. But Ahsan Sahib, his speech, I did definitely hear that speech regarding the death of Jesus, peace be upon him. This debate that caused argument from the people of Meerut, that is an incident mentioned somewhere else. But nonetheless, he says, after this, I had a desire to meet the promised Messiah, peace be upon him. And I said to Khan Sahib that if the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, was to come near to Meerut, then please notify me. I want to see this great personality. If I do not see him, it would be most unfortunate to me. He said, at that time, I did not intend to pledge allegiance. Then in 1904, a great earthquake came. And it was said regarding this, that this was a fulfillment of the prophecy of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him. After this, Khan Sahib said to me that the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, is coming to Delhi. If you want, you can go there. He said, I decided to go there. And we went to Delhi together. In Delhi, the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, was staying in the Alif Khan area. And that was from a certain area that he was staying. Khan Sahib and myself went there by rail. It was approximately 12 or 1 o'clock. The promised Messiah, peace be upon him, was on the upper floor of that house at that time. And downstairs, other guests were staying. When we came into the house, my eyes fell upon Ahsan Sahib, because I knew him already, because of my stay in Meerut. I went and I sat down next to him and I started discussing things with him. In a short while, Khan Sahib, who was sitting in the veranda, the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, who was staying above, he called him to him. I sat upon a mat at that time, says this narrator. Where I was sitting, near to it was a staircase to go to the upper level. He writes that the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, he came from above through the stairway, but my back was towards the staircase. And he says, I did not notice that he had come. And the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, came there, and he sat, and slowly, he sat right next to me. He sat right beside me. And he sat there in a very informal manner. He says that when the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, sat, I did not recognize him, and there was nobody else there. But then somebody told me that the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, has arrived. Then I became very anxious, and I wanted to stand up. And the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, said, no, remain seated. I do not remember whether the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, grabbed my hand and made me sat, or whether he verbally told me to remain seated. After the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, came, all the people who were in various places of the house, they were notified, and there was a commotion in the household. And I remember that perhaps Khan Sahib said that this person has come from Meerut. And then we started discussing other matters. Then he said, after a short while, the Zohar and Asr prayers were performed there. After this, the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, said, those friends who want to take the Pledge of Allegiance, the bed, they should come forward. So somebody proclaimed that he wanted to do it, and many people came forward, and I was furthest behind. The promised Messiah, peace be upon him, before he took the Pledge of Allegiance, he said, that person who could not reach me, he should put his hand upon the back of those people who are pledging allegiance, and should recite what I am saying. The narrator said, I was quiet and remaining furthest behind, because I did not have any resolution to pledge allegiance, and I did not put my hand upon the back of those taking Pledge of Allegiance. When the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, started taking the bed, without my volition, my hand went forward, and that person who was before me, I placed my hand upon his back. And with this, I started reciting the words of the Pledge of Allegiance, of the Bet. And then he writes again that I remember very clearly that my hand did not move forward of my own volition, of my own will. It started moving forward by itself. When the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, said, Rabba inni zalamto nafsi, when he said this prayer, Then everybody repeated it, and I repeated it after him. But when the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, explained the meaning of this in Urdu, and he told the people taking the Pledge of Allegiance to repeat this, then when I repeated those words, then recalling my sins, I became overwhelmed. To this extent that I started weeping so loudly that everybody was shocked. And weeping, I became unconscious. I was not even aware of what was happening. When it became quite late, the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, he said, bring some water, and he sprinkled some water reciting something. I found this out from Khan Sahib, who told me this afterwards. I do remember to this much that in my state of unconscious, I saw there were colors, rocks of different colors from the heaven illuminated with Nur, the light of Allah. Then after that, somebody picked me up, but my tears would not recede. My state and my situation became so transformed that I kept on crying even after that. Khan Sahib subscribed me to the Review of Religions and to the Badr. And in the Badr, the revelations of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, used to be published. I used to really love this. And I always desired this, that I should come to know of these new revelations first. Then he started going to the Jalsa Salana in Qadian, and he started writing to the letters to the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, for prayers. And the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, replied to him with his own hand in one of these letters. I have this, but later on I misplaced it and lost this letter, says the narrator. Mystery Aladita, son of Sadruddin Sahib, may Allah be pleased with him, from Gurdaspur. He says that in 1897, he took the Pledge of Allegiance, the Bet, and in 1898, he was able to meet the promised Messiah, peace be upon him. He says, my teacher's name was Meherullah. I learned the Holy Quran from him. He used to say that the advent of the Imam Mahdi is near. Take the Pledge of Allegiance when he comes. When the news came that in Qadian the Imam Mahdi has arrived, then on the request of my teacher, I took the Pledge of Allegiance, the Bet. My brother and myself, we went to Qadian and we took the Pledge of Allegiance, the Bet. And from our town, we used to always go to Qadian and say the Friday sermons with the promised Messiah, peace be upon him. The promised Messiah, peace be upon him, used to say that when our friends ever come to you, then help them. Master Abdul Rahman Sahib used to always come as well, and Mufti Fazlur Rahman Sahib as well, he used to also go there. He says that I heard the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, say on different occasions that our community is true. It will never be disgraced, inshallah. Falsehood remains for a few days and truth remains perpetually. Some guests came to Qadian. It was summer. It was approximately 8 o'clock in the morning. The promised Messiah, peace be upon him, asked from the kitchen, give some food to them. And the kitchen said that there is only stale pita bread from the night. The promised Messiah, peace be upon him, said, there is no harm, bring that. So this stale pita bread was brought. The promised Messiah, peace be upon him, ate it himself, and so did the guests. Later on, the guests were to go back from Qadian to their village. The promised Messiah, peace be upon him, said, this stale pita bread, to eat it is the sunnah, the practice of the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. Hazrat Mira Bakhsh Sahib, may Allah be pleased with him, son of Mira Sharfuddin Sahib, the tailor, from Gujarawala, Abadi Char Road, he writes that this humble one took the Pledge of Allegiance, the Bet, in approximately 1897 or 98 at the hands of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, and I did not express this to my father for some time. But how long could I keep this secret for? Finally, the secret was revealed, and my father gave a clear response and exiled me from my home. So, relying on the Lord, I bought a separate house on rent. It was very tight and very small, but there was a desire that I should prepare some garments or clothes and stitch them myself with my own hands and present this to the promised Messiah, peace be upon him. With this thought, a coat and also a piece of shirt and a cloth and a black another garment, I bought this material and I stitched this and prepared this myself. I managed to obtain the fare to go to Gadian from here and there, and I reached Gadian eventually. After 2 days, it was the day of Friday, and it came into my mind that if it is possible that this humble present that I have, if I give it to the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, today, then perhaps he would wear it before the Friday prayers, and he would make this poor person happy, that is himself. So with this thought in my mind, he went to the shop of Ghazi Zawuddin Sahib, and he expressed his heartfelt desire before him. When he heard this, he said, "Come with me, I will take you to the promised Messiah, peace be upon him." So immediately he stood up and he went to take me to the promised Messiah, peace be upon him. At that time, the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, was sitting upon a piece of furniture, and Khwaja Kamaluddin Sahib was in front of this piece of furniture. We sat before Khwaja Sahib. Khwaja Sahib inquired that, "Why have you come?" Ghazi Sahib told him my heartfelt desire. Khwaja Sahib, after remaining quiet for some time, he looked at me and addressed me, that, "Shall I plead your case on your behalf?" He said that would be very nice of you. So Khwaja Sahib took those clothes from me and he presented them to the promised Messiah, peace be upon him. And he even said this, that this is the desire of this person, that the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, should wear these clothes to the Friday prayers. Upon hearing this from the Khwaja Sahib, the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, took these clothes and started wearing them. Hazur says he did not wear them immediately, but he started looking at them, but he did take the coat and he wore it. When he wore the coat, it was quite tight. So this narrator says, "I said that this coat is quite tight. If you take it off, I can loosen it." So the promised Messiah took off this coat and gave it to me. I quickly went to the market and I went to a tailor and I loosened the coat a little bit. Then I returned and gave it to the promised Messiah, peace be upon him. The promised Messiah wore the coat, but the button still would not close properly. But he stretched it so he was able to close this button, and did not care whether these clothes are worthy of being worn by him or not. Hazrat Master Khalil Rahman Sahib of Chamber, he was Maulvi Nek Anwar Sahib's son. He was from Jammu. That in 1929, he started receiving his pension and he came to Gadian. But before that, in 1907, when the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, came into Masjid Aqsa, then the mosque was filled and there was no space remaining. Mirza Yaqub Beg Sahib was with the promised Messiah, peace be upon him. Under his arm was a prayer mat. The promised Messiah, peace be upon him, said that, "Remove people's shoes and put this prayer mat on the floor." The doctor put this prayer mat, and then from one side, the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, and on the other side, there were other people. They all said their prayers beside the promised Messiah, peace be upon him. That day, the champion of Allah, the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, his speech was the final speech. That is, after 5 hours was the speech of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him. He says, "I did not listen to any of the speeches before him, and the champion of Allah, the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, his blessed countenance, I kept on gazing upon it, and I was very anxious to see it. And I came to know this, that in my whole life after this, I would never see the promised Messiah, peace be upon him. This is why I kept on gazing upon the countenance of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, so acutely. And I do not remember anyone else's speeches. Then I cried after this, and very passionately I was doing this. Alhamdulillah. All praise belongs to Allah." Then the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, came upon the stage, and he gave an absolutely amazing speech. Hazur says, "Today, because of the snowfall, there was excessive traffic and I was late, although I left early. But after the sermon has started, the sun has emerged. But anyhow, all of you please bear patiently for a short while. If not the full time, perhaps I will take some time extra." Hazrat Ghulam Rasool Sahib, may Allah be pleased with him, from Sialkot says that this humble one is, by the grace of Allah, amongst the companions of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him. In 1901 or 1902, I took the pledge of allegiance at the hands of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him. At that time, I stayed with the promised Messiah for a week. And normally, after the evening prayers, the Maghrib prayers, when he used to sit down, we used to press or massage his legs. And he would not prevent us from doing this, and his blessed countenance was such that those doubts that the Maulvis used to put within us, after seeing his countenance, it used to be far removed. I had heard that the countenance of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, would sparkle like the stars, and this is what I found. And all the allegations upon seeing the countenance of the promised Messiah were cancelled. And one Karam Deen made the claim. And in the magistrate, there was a claim, and there was a lot of commotion that the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, would definitely go to jail. And the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, used to say that this commotion is being incited by the people that I will go to jail. Our Lord says that I will give you such triumph like the companions were given in the battle of Badr, and those words of the promised Messiah still echo in my ears. Hazrat Rahmatullah Sahib Ahmadi, who is a pensioner, he writes that my name Rahmatullah Qureshi from Ludhiana. He said, through the grace of Allah, I have been chosen and I was able to serve the promised Messiah, peace be upon him. The details of this is that the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, for a few months he remained in Ludhiana. At that time, I was approximately 17 or 18 years old, and I was a student at that time. I came to the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, before him, and I saw that nur, that light of Allah, in his countenance. And because of this, this compelled me that this is not the countenance of a false person. The Maulvis put me in doubts. In this time, there was a debate between the promised Messiah and Maulvi Hussain Batalvi in Ludhiana, and I attended that debate. Then, for my guidance, two parts of Azal al-Aham were sent. It was filled with the light of Allah. Allah knows that on a number of occasions, I would not sleep the entire night. Perhaps I would doze off, but that is something else. Otherwise, I would keep on reading this book, and I would keep on studying it, and I would pray that, O Lord, what is this matter? Why do the Maulvis leave the Holy Quran? Allah is aware that in my heart, love and affection kept on increasing. I said to Maulvi Rashid Ahmed Sahib by letter that the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, has proved the death of Jesus, peace be upon him, through 30 verses. Regarding his still being alive, can you please tell me which verses and hadith relate to this? And with these 30 verses that are mentioned by the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, please send it. I will print whatever you say in comparison to this. The reply came that you are asking about the life of the Jesus, peace be upon him. Do not debate with the promised Messiah about this, because often the verses mix with each other. If you look in the Holy Quran, you can only find the verses that relate to his being life. This is a difference of opinion. This is what Maulvi Sahib wrote. Do not debate about this. Debate that how the promised Messiah is the promised Messiah. In replies that if Jesus, peace be upon him, has passed away, then the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, is true. He would reply to this, that you have been influenced by the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, I will pray. He replied that you should pray for yourself. Finally, he prayed to Almighty Allah at the throne of the Lord. And I prayed at the threshold of Allah and said that for your sake, I will accept every of your help and succor and all your respect, and I will accept all disgrace. Have mercy upon me. After a short while, I swear by that Lord who has my life in his hands, that in the morning, approximately 4 o'clock on the 25th December in 18, I was unable to meet the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, in a dream. The detail of this dream is that This humble one was performing the ablution after Asr, and somebody said to me that the Holy Prophet of Arabia, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, has come, and he's going to stay in this nation. And I said, where? He said, these tents are the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. I performed the prayer quickly and I went there, and Hazur was there amongst some companions. After saying Assalamu Alaikum, I was able to meet him. I sat respectfully. Hazur was delivering a speech in Arabic. This humble one, according to his own capabilities, was understanding it. Then he would speak in Urdu and said, I am true. Do not reject me, etc., etc. So he writes that I said that Amanna wa Sadakna, that I accept you, O Prophet, Messenger of Allah. The village was all of Muslims, and I was surprised at what is this. Today it was the day of the Muslims to come here, and this was the early time, and it was notified to me that the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, would be in this country. I said that Hazur is going, how can I meet him? Then Hazur came before me, that is the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, that do not be anxious, we will meet you ourselves. He said that I understood from this that the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, is the Prophet of Arabia. He said, I wrote a letter of pledging allegiance, and that was 18-19-8, 27th of December, and I went to Qadian, and I was able to perform the pledge of allegiance. By the grace of Allah, I attained that steadfastness that no affliction could put me into any kind of difficulty. But this was the good fortune of Hazur, which I continuously received. And this pride that I had, that I was able to press or massage the legs of the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him. I faced various kinds of difficulties, but God not only safeguarded me, but gave me greater than before. And my father and my brother and all my relatives, or some of them at least, became Ahmadis. Hazrat Maulvi Fateh Ali Sahib from Jhelum, he writes that in 1904, with my children, I came and did the Pledge of Allegiance at the hand of the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him. And every year, with my children, I would come to the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him. And whenever the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, used to come outside to say the prayer or come outside of his house, then we used to especially sit down there. And we used to listen and take benefit of the blessed words of the Prophet Messiah, peace be upon him. And we used to sometimes request him for prayer. At that time, only 4 or 5 people could fit inside this mosque. Then the Masjid Mubarak was extended. Once, Maulvi Karam Dad Sahib said to the Prophet Messiah, peace be upon him, that in our mosque for a long time, Sayyid Jafar Shah Sahib, the Imam, he is a follower of the Prophet Messiah, peace be upon him. He accepts you. However, on occasions, he attends the funeral prayers of the non-Ahmadis. He does accept you, but he says the prayers sometimes behind the Maulvis. And he is a believer to this extent that once he made me write a letter, and he made me write this, that I am even a servant of the dogs of the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him. If there is any shortcomings on our part, then please forgive us. So the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, said that when to this extent, from the fear of the world or to the attraction, he is saying the prayers or the funeral prayers behind the non-Ahmadis who reject the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, he says the prayers behind them, then when has he accepted us? You should not say prayers behind him. At that time, I was in a tailor, and Sahibzada Mirza Sharif Ahim Sahib, who was approximately 8 or 9 years old, I was preparing a coat for him. And he prepared this coat in this manner. And he said, we came from a certain place, from to another place. And the woman said that we have to travel by foot for 10 or 11 miles. So this is why we cannot bring the bedding. The Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, said that Hamid Ali, that is Hamid Ali Sahib, who was with him, that to these people from Darmial, provide the bedding for them. This is relating to an incident of the tolerance and endurance of the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him. We used to even request for the bedding of the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him. He said, once my son Abdul Aziz, he was only 7 or 8 years old. he used to come with me, and he used to very happily recite the verses of Durus Amin, the poetry of the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him. In Jalsa, and also to the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, he used to recite this. The Promised Messiah used to love him greatly. This very boy used to take the request from those people to the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him. Once, a special prayer was written down by a person, and he gave it to this young boy to give to the Promised Messiah, and to take permission for me to go home. Because it was very early morning, and after the Fajr prayers, the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, was lying down. He was only a boy, and he did not understand respectfully that the Promised Messiah is actually resting and lying down. The Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, would often rest after the Fajr prayers. In fact, he would normally rest after it. This boy came in and immediately removed the sheet from the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, and gave him the note and sought permission for that person to leave. He writes, "May our parents be sacrificed that the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, did not scold him in any way. He did not say that, 'Oh foolish person, I was resting.' In fact, he said very lovingly that, 'Yes, you have permission.' This was the morality of the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him." Hazrat Bahawal Shah Sahib, son of Sher Sahib, he writes that this humble one was enabled to meet the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him. What benefit did I take from this? There are special circumstances regarding this. Knowing my beloved Lord, I could not say anything false. It is absolutely wrong to say anything false above beyond him. From my childhood, I loved the faith and I loved religion. I loved to follow the practice of the Holy Prophet of Islam, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. And I had a very military routine. There was no limit on my routine, and I kept this up for 3 years. In fact, I was not pained by this, but my village folks were pained by this. From a childhood, I had in my mind a desire to follow a true person. Finally, Imamuddin Sahib, through his knowledge, who was my teacher, and Maulvi Abdul Haq Sahib, who at that time was alive, he did not accept the Promised Messiah. He was his father. However, he did not accept the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him. That was Abdul Haq Sahib's father, who, after I became Ahmadi and passed away, he became Ahmadi. That is, the son did not become Ahmadi, but the father became Ahmadi. It is regarding him that Allah have mercy on him. It is said that the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, according to his claim, I heard about it, and he used to say that the time requires a leader, and Mirza Sahib is definitely the true Imam. People say wrong things about him. And he used to address me and Maulvi Abdul Haq Sahib that do not ever say anything wrong about him. When Maulvi Muhammad Hussain Sahib Delhi, in Delhi, Maulvi Nazir Sahib with him made an edict of disbelief against the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him. Then Maulvi Abdul Haq and myself went to Maulvi Nazir Sahib for education in Delhi. After 6 or 7 months, I returned to my teacher. But Maulvi Abdul Haq Sahib remained in Delhi. Maulvi Abdul Hussain Sahib, when he came back from Delhi, he came to our village and he tried to incite people against the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him. He also came to another person, Mia Sahib, but he did not say anything wrong. And he gave this reply that this edict of disbelief you have prepared, what space is there left? You are a scholar. You should be congratulated. Finally, this person returned disappointed. Munshi Sonori Sahib, who was a true servant of the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, often has mentioned him, praising him in his books. He used to love him. When the case extended, then Maulvi Abdullah Sahib Sonori and Maulvi Abdul Haq Sahib, they went to the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, to pray for this litigation. When I left from Badala, and I asked the situation regarding the Promised Messiah, and whoever I met, they said, "Do not go there. He is such and such kind of person. The Maulvis say bad things about him. You will become a kafir, a disbeliever." But I kept saying to him that now I have come. Whatever Allah wants to do, if it is true, then by the grace of Allah, I will not listen to the Maulvis. Finally, on 11 September I reached Darul Aman. There were only a few days left. The promised Messiah, peace be upon him, was in Masjid Mubarak. Hazrat Khalifa Masih Awwal, Maulvi Abdul Karim, may Allah be pleased with them, Mufti Sadiq Sahib, may Allah be pleased with him, and also certain other companions, they were all present there. Maulvi Abdul Qadir Sahib was near the stairs in Masjid Mubarak. Maulvi Abdul Haq Sahib, he was also there, and he knew me. They were very happy and met me in a joyous fashion, and I was extremely pleased to meet them as well. He said, "Have you come to pledge allegiance to take the bet?" He said, "I have come to request prayers." He said, "Do you fear the Maulvis?" He said, "No, I do not fear them. I have seen the truthfulness of the Promised Messiah from gazing upon his countenance. This is not the countenance of a false person." Then the sun was set and he left. Then another person had come at that time to pledge allegiance to the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him. He said, "Take the bet, I have to return home." He replied that, "Wait, you should be totally satisfied and reassured." Then they discussed other matters. Maulvi Abdul Qadir Sahib said to the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, regarding me, that this person wants to take the bet. The Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, who was sitting somewhere, he sat down below and said, "Come, whoever wants to take pledge allegiance, whichever person wants to take the bet, come to me." That other person was already sitting there who had come to take the bet. I stood near the stairs and I went before the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him. I was two or three hands away from him. At this time, such an attraction came into my heart as if something is drawing me towards it. I started screeching, and indiscriminately I sat before the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, and very happily I put my hand before him, and both of us said the pledge of allegiance. And later on we also requested prayers for that case. The Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, prayed. And after this I remained there for 10 days. He says, "From the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, and Ghadi An, I loved it so much that I did not want to return home. Ghadi An provided such a good example. Apart from the mention of Allah, there was no mention of the world or any materialistic things anywhere. From every side there were voices of saying, 'Salam, peace be upon you.' All my anguishes were removed." At that time, the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, there was a false case of murder against him that was continuing at that time. That case may have passed or it was continuing. After this, he says, "I took permission to leave and I returned." This person continues that after taking the pledge of allegiance, my situation transformed so much that I started having so much love for Allah that apart from mentioning and remembering Allah in the day and in the night, I did not feel like to sleep. If I slept, I used to wake up suddenly very anxious, as if somebody has been removed from their beloved. My heart was in a strange state. It was as if somebody had grabbed the heart and purified it. My love for Almighty Allah increased every day. This was the attention that was drawn to me by the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him. It was as if somebody had grabbed my heart, and through prayer somebody had cleaned it, and somebody had infused a new spirit in it. This is the spirit called the Ruhul Qudus, the Holy Spirit. My state was like a pregnant woman. It was as if there was a child within me. My spirit was filled with the love for Almighty Allah, and the Nur, the light of Allah, came into my heart. The remembrance of Allah came upon my tongue with such delight, as if there was no other delight. The people who used to say prayers behind me, even they used to be delighted that what a nice prayer you have performed. This state was not my state, but this was the state of the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him. Through the prayers, that case kept on going and I was victorious, but the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, this, he made it a means to reach him. That is, that case was a means to reach him. He enabled me to travel the heavens and enabled me to meet the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him. I used to take the books of the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, and the books of opponents, and I used to study all of them very deeply. The arguments of the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, used to always be seen in light of the Holy Quran. Once I was seeing the book of an opponent and I was extremely surprised in my mind that what kind of scholar is this who writes such books. After pondering on this, I slept and I received a revelation, and in this revelation during my sleep, this revelation entered my heart in such a way as if something comes directly into my heart. Immediately it came into my heart, it then came into my tongue. It was explained that these scholars are of such nations that when the messenger came to warn them, they kept on rejecting them and expressing surprise. I used to write this revelation to the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, and other dreams that I had. He continues that when anybody used to make any allegation to the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, then the verse of the Holy Quran immediately came before me, and I used to reply in light of the Holy Quran. Once a Maulvi came to me and said that regarding the death of the Jesus, peace be upon him, prove it from the Holy Quran. Where does it say the word death? I say, look, Allah says, regarding this, Allah has said in the Holy Quran, that now from amongst the people of the book, upon reading this decision of the Holy Quran, can consider that Jesus, peace be upon him, died by murder or crucifixion. In fact, he died naturally. Before believing in the natural death, he will believe in such a thing that you will not prove that he died through crucifixion. When it is mentioned death, it refers to his natural death, that is Jesus, peace be upon him's death. This will be proved. And he will say himself that I did not die through crucifixion, but according to the Holy Quran, I died naturally. The Maulvi, upon hearing this, he ran away. Most of the people in that village became Ahmadis, but later on, because of the schemes of the Maulvis and because they scared people, people refrained from being Ahmadis later on. Hazrat Madad Khan Sahib, may Allah be pleased with him. Who was the inspector, Baitul Mal Qadian, and he hailed from Kashmir. He took the Pledge of Allegiance in 1896, and he had the opportunity to meet the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, in 1904. He said, oh, my beloved Lord, I am going to see the state of your beloved Prophet. He said, let there not be anything fake here. He said, there is an incident that in 1904, when Qutbuddin Sahib, there was a case with him in Gurdaspur, in the court, Khwaja Kamaluddin Sahib was also present. Qutbuddin Sahib, on his side, Maul Raj and Nabi Baksh were lawyers representing him. From Qadian, this humble one, the narrator, and Hamid Ali Sahib, we took the books and reached Gurdaspur, and we saw that Muhammad Ismail Sahib Qadiani, he was very bad. And I said, Dr. Sahib, why are you so anxious? He said, brother, I am anxious for this reason, that I have heard that it has been advised that the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, should definitely be put in the jail, even for 5 minutes. But he should definitely be detained. Chandulal made this resolution, and he was given this news by a senior officer. I said to Dr. Sahib, what do you desire? What do you think should happen? Dr. Sahib said that do something which is blessed. Give this information to the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, that do not come to Gurdaspur. Take a notice of being ill. Even if you have to spend 100 rupees, spend it. I said to Dr. Sahib, will the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, take a false certificate saying that he is ill? He said, if somebody wants to be blessed, then take this option. He said, somebody should go and do this. He said, yes, somebody should go. He said, give me a lantern so I can go. I will go in the night to do this. Dr. Sahib gave me a lantern, and I went from Gurdaspur to go to Qadian. And on the way, I met two people, Hamid Ali Sahib and another person. At 2 o'clock, we reached the Mosque of Mubarak. The promised Messiah, peace be upon him, came there, and when we called, after saying Assalamu Alaikum, he said, you went with books to Gurdaspur, and I told him the whole story. And Dr. Ismail Sahib is in a very bad state, and he has sent me back. He explained the whole situation, and the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, stated that I do suffer from dizziness, this kind of illness already. I already had the intention of obtaining the certificate, but I am going to go to Gurdaspur and get the certificate. I'm not going to wait here. There is nothing to fear about. He sent the bedding for me, and because I was very tired, and I slept and I rested. And the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, left for Gurdaspur. Anyhow, this is a long story. He said, I kept on sleeping. After that, people tried to stop him and said, do not go. The Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, had already departed. And he has already reached, people said. But when I woke up, I prepared myself and I went by foot. When the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, had said that let this person not come by foot, let him come by horse cart. He said that on the way I became very poorly and I had a fever, and people had correctly stopped me that do not go, that you will become exhausted, that you are not used to this kind of harsh travel. He said, anyhow, I finally reached there, and I reached the certain house. And I reached at the time of the evening where the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, was reaching. I had not even entered the house when I heard in my ear that did you send him by the horse cart? I heard this in my ear. So when I heard this, I suddenly became alert. And when I reached the area, a person said that Malak Khan Sahib has reached. And I said, Assalamu alaikum, to the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him. He suddenly came forward and he grabbed my hand and said, Jazakumullah, thank you. This is very courageous of you and you are very brave. This is his third trip between Qadian and Gurdaspur. The Promised Messiah, peace upon him, grabbed my hand to this extent that I felt as if I had never even left Gurdaspur or Qadian. I was extremely exhausted before. I did not even feel like talking to anyone, and I had a very high fever. But this chosen one of Allah did not leave my hand until I felt that my tiredness had not completely been relieved. Before a few moments, I was dead. But as soon as I touched the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, my exhaustion completely departed me. I became relieved and I felt light, and I did not feel any suffering or pain. What is this? This is a miracle of the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him. At that time, I realized that despite hunger and thirst, it can leave me through some happiness. But this tiredness and this exhaustion only left me through the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him. After being dead, I have been infused a new spirit within me. The Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, did not leave my hand until every kind of ache did not leave me. Before this, my body was like a stone, was like rock hard. I think making someone dead come to life, this is the meaning of that. The Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, instructed that bring some food. And he sat me with him and we ate food. And this was the hospitality and the kindness of the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him. He said that perhaps I should make the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, say my name. And he says on various occasions that some of the times the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, used to know me personally and used to say my name. So Hazur says, these are the incidents of the holy and saintly people that on one or two occasions, on different times, I have also related. I relate these, that especially those families who have these holy or saintly people from the ancestry, that they should remember that what great favor it is upon us. That perhaps many of us would not have the courage that we could accept the truth with the bravery and courageousness that those holy and elders and saintly people accepted it before. So therefore, the progeny of these holy or saintly people must pray profusely for these people. And also, for the sake of increasing your faith and steadfastness, you should also pray. Also, the example of these elders and saintly people in order to follow their footsteps. That relationship and connection they had with the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, keeping that in view, you should always try to follow that footstep and follow that example. These people were such that many of them did not have much knowledge. But despite this, for the sake of quenching the intellectual and spiritual thirst, they had a great passion, and that thirst they quenched, and they satiated themselves, and they became true lovers of Allah, and in this way, they established a connection with Almighty Allah, as you have heard some incidents regarding this. So therefore, these are those examples of love and loyalty that the future progeny should also maintain. May Allah the Almighty, for the sake of Almighty Allah, enable us to maintain these examples of love and loyalty.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Nahmadu wa nasta'inuhu ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر